This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're going to be joined by Dave Fleming, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop. Our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, Dave Fleming.
Are you saying there will be blood?
There will be blood. Daniel Day-Lewis, that's going to come after Dave. But
I watched that movie last night. It's such a classic.
Oh, I drink your milkshake.
It's so good.
Speaking of drinking milkshake.
If I have a long straw.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
That's what the Blue Jays did to the Giants over this weekend. They drank the Giants milkshake. Mean. Dave warned us about it last week. He's mentioned the Giants the last decade plus. Their bugaboo, their Achilles heel has been coming out of the All-Star break. And Dave, good morning. Great job this weekend. Listen to you on the Roku channel yesterday as well as NBC Sports Bay Area. You warned us, and they came out, and they got swept in Toronto, Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Well, I did. I do have to admit, I went back and actually looked at the, because I was just winging it when I was talking to you guys. And their record after the All-Star break isn't as bad as I thought it was. I mean, I guess I just focus on the years that I remember where they have struggled. I still think it's been an issue for this team over the last few years, just this time of year in general. Second half in general in the last, 4 or 5 years has been an issue. So This is an important week for this team. Look, this weekend, I don't want to just write it off and dismiss it because there were some disturbing things. But I also think the Blue Jays right now are just, it's just one of those teams that, I mean, they are on fire and everything they're doing is turning up aces. And so that doesn't excuse what happened this weekend, but I think almost every team in baseball would have gone in there and gotten their rear ends handed to them. Just the way the Blue Jays are going right now, it's just one of those things. So you got to kind of lick your wounds and hope to bounce back in what is not going to be an easy place to play here in Atlanta.
So Friday, the Verlander start happens, and it just feels like he's afraid to throw the fastball in the second inning. And everybody's just losing their minds. And you know, I put out a tweet, like, what do you do with Verlander? And I'll get to him in a second. But then, like, after I take a deep breath, I watch Saturday, I watch Sunday. Okay, Logan Webb, Robbie Ray. These are two all-stars having great years. And they both got barreled up and struggled to get out of, like, the fourth or fifth inning in those games the other day. So, like, where are you at now on Verlander, having said what I said about what happened on Saturday and Sunday? Because it does, for me, I think I take a deep breath and I say, all right, well, maybe this is Toronto's just excellent. What do you do with Justin Verlander right now, Dave?
You give him the ball again this week and hope that it goes a little better. I mean, I talked to Justin yesterday, and I mean, his body is feeling good. I mean, he feels like he's strong enough physically to perform at a much higher level. I think if that weren't the case, you know, I'd be even more worried about it. You know, that's not to say that there isn't some reason for worry. The results just haven't been there, but physically he feels like, and you look at the velocity, you look at the way the ball comes out, it doesn't look like a guy who's just falling apart. I really do think he's doing some deep dive stuff into finding a way to be a little more deceptive, whether or not he's tipping. I don't want to say that, but I think, you know, there are ways to hide the ball a little differently. And maybe when you're younger and you just have explosive stuff, that isn't quite as important. So I think, you know, he's going through a process where he's trying to tweak a few things. That's not the easiest thing to do in the middle of a season. I guess the bottom line for me is, like, unless they're going to swing a trade, and I think they would like to try to do that, but I just don't see the other option right now for this team. I think they're backed into a corner a little bit with their pitching depth. If Carson Wisenhunt had just forced the issue and was ready to go and was performing at a high level, then I think we'd be having a different conversation. But you watch the way he's pitched the last month, and it doesn't look like a guy who's ready to win a bunch of big league games. And that's not a knock. He's a young guy. He's still working his way up the ladder. But there's nobody just blowing the door down saying, pick me, I'm ready to go. I think the discussion would be a little different if that were happening.
Dave Fleming joining us here on the River Islands guest line. Dave, fast forward to 4:15 from now, West Coast time. How massive is this start for one Hayden Birdsong to stop the bleeding? And, you know, he's had how many weeks off is this guy? It felt like he's had like a couple weeks off now at this point. But Hayden Birdsong, a lot of rest. How massive a start is this for him in starting this second half and just to stop the bleeding in general on a 5-game losing streak?
Yeah, it's big for him. It's big, big for the Giants. I mean, the same issue that we just talked about with Verlander. They don't have a lot of other places to go. Just immediately. Now, I think long-term they feel like they're going to have other options, but right now they need both those guys to step it up. And Birdsong is totally capable of doing it. And, you know, I'm not privy to what's going on behind the scenes of, like, how they're grinding it out to try to figure out this issue where he just loses his command and it doesn't come back. His last actual start was that 4th of July weekend in Sacramento. So, yeah, you're right. You're talking about a good couple weeks plus now since he started a game. And that he managed to go 5. That was like the most harrowing 5 innings you could ever watch. He was in trouble the whole time. And you just can't survive that way. You cannot make it look much easier. So we know it's in there. We know it is. And maybe the time off will be good for him. But they really do need him. They do.
Dave, I think a lot of people are losing their minds over the skid that they're going through right now. And, you know, I was trying to take a deep breath. I know I'm like a prisoner of the moment at all times, but I say to myself, like, look, I don't think they're as bad as this 5-game slide. I think Toronto's really good. I don't think the Giants are playing great ball right now. I do believe they've hit a wall, but I still think they can make noise. And I think overall we've underestimated how dry the cupboard was that Posey inherited in the situation. And I just looking at the draft history, looking at where their farm is, you know, it's going to be really difficult to make moves for the now. And I think that they need to approach this deadline as, yeah, I'd like to help now, but I also need to acquire something for the future. Overall, as you guys enter this crucial week, how should they look at this deadline? Should it be all about the now, or do they have to also keep their eye on the future?
The only way I could see them being a sell team, like a team that sells a few pieces to maybe get a younger player. The way that happens is if they lose every game from here until then. I mean, I just don't see Buster feeling like this is a team to give up pieces. They're not deep enough, and I think that is a major issue. What you led in with, it's not to say, like, look, for all the Giants player development people, the scouting director, Farhan, everybody who came before this year, this roster has Elliot Ramos and Patrick Bailey and Casey Schmidt and Landon Roop and Hayden Birdsong and Walker and all these guys. I mean, like, the Giants have developed good major league players. They have, but a really healthy organization and system has a constant supply of reserves near the top level, maybe not star level, maybe not, you know, any a guy who you think is going to be a superstar at some point, but somebody, the issue we were just talking about, somebody where, hey, you need a starter, you got a guy you can tap on the shoulder and say, come take a couple starts and keep us in a game and compete at this level. And right now the Giants don't have a AAA roster that feels that way. You were hoping by this point that Marco Luciano would be one of those guys and Tyler Fitzgerald would be one of those guys. And to a degree, Luis Matos would be a guy who could be taken every day at bats. And the fact that none of those guys has really taken that leap has left them thin at the top. So all of that said, I just don't think that they're in the mindset to punt on this season in any way. And I think selling doesn't have to be punting on a season. Look at what the Tigers did last year. You know, the Tigers were kind of middling and they sold a couple pitchers and they went on a run and made the playoffs and it springboarded them into this year. So I don't want to frame it exactly like that. I guess I should just keep it positive and say the Giants believe in this team. They want to add to this team as opposed to, you know, take away a veteran player or two, and they don't have enough options where I think it'd be very hard for Buster and Zach to say, sell off a reliever, sell off a player and have somebody step into that void and maybe use a deal to springboard to another deal. I just don't think they have the maneuverability to do that right now.
No, I think that's a fair point. And I don't know. I always say you got to give to get, especially if you want something of significance under team control. And so you got to get creative here as we approach it. And I'm looking at three guys, right? It's Adames, it's Chapman, and it's Devers. And so to me, whatever you're looking at, short-term, long-term, whatever, has got to complement those three. And I'm looking at Devers right now, and clearly the lack of just having a leadoff guy is really hurt this team. I mean, just a table setter, that is what they need. That is like one of the most important things that they need right now. But Rafael Devers, what are you seeing from him right now? Because I can feel the frustration from Giants fans right now.
Much better. I mean, I thought this weekend was really encouraging for him. He hit the ball hard all weekend, took swings that looked like Rafael Devers. Now, there was a key at bat late in the game yesterday where he had a couple pitches to hit and did not hit them. And, you know, it happens. It happens to the very best hitters where you go through stretches where you don't take advantage of the pitches that you think you should crush. But I thought overall, he looked way more like the normal Devers this weekend than what we saw before. So I'm hoping that even just those few days off have helped him kind of get the back thing calmed down. Now, the problem is, you know, the season grinds on and you don't get a lot of, from here till the end of the year, he's not going to get time off. I mean, that guy, whatever you think about Devers, like, he wants to be in there. That guy plays. I think we counted it up. Devers has missed three at-bats this year. Three. He got pinch hit for twice in blowout games with the Red Sox, where they were down by like double digits, and so they took him out of the game late. And one time, I think they pinch ran for him late in a game, and so he missed an at bat. He's missed three at bats this year. That guy, he wants to be in every day. It's part of the reason why the Giants traded for him, but it also makes it hard when you're beat up because you don't give your body a chance to recover. I thought it was encouraging. I think we're going to see Rafi Devers produce for this team. I know that we're going to see that long term. The big question is he healthy enough to do it in the short term? I hope so.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast as he joins us each and every week, courtesy of River Islands. We had to move Dave up. Usually he's on Thursday, but I mean, the panic meter is set in for the orange and black fan base here that we had to move you to Monday, Dave. We'll get back to the Giants in a second. I did want to touch on something that we were talking about in opening up the show with, kind of in regards to the Open and Scottie Scheffler, and it was the GOAT conversation. And not to say that, you know, Scottie Scheffler is touching Tiger Woods right now. Scottie was asked about it yesterday. He's like, dude, it's my fourth major win as he won the Open yesterday for the first time in his career. Tiger's got 15. Don't even compare us. But I do think it's a fun conversation to talk about the gap between, like, you know, in given sports like golf, basketball. We love to have the GOAT conversation and who's closed the gap the most in their given sport. And we talked to John Smoltz earlier, obviously Hall of Famer, Braves legend, Fox broadcaster, right? And he even talked about Shohei Ohtani potentially closing that gap within the next 5 years. You think there's an athlete right now, because you're so well-versed in all the major sports, individual and team, you think there's a player right now that has the opportunity to close the GOAT gap in their given sport?
Well, Scheffler definitely does. You know, we've watched these two guys in tennis. Those two guys are going to dominate tennis for the next many, many years, it looks to me like. So I think those two guys are going to be it someday in the conversation.
Sinner and Alcaraz,
I think Nikola Jokic has a chance to be way higher on the list than anybody acknowledges. And maybe Giannis also, probably Giannis. Basketball is kind of the easiest one for those superstar guys to, it just is a little clearer to me in that sport than in other sports. Baseball, Ohtani, but you know, Aaron Judge has already done it, I think. I think Aaron Judge, the three of us have talked about this year. It's crazy how underappreciated he is. I mean, everybody knows he's a star, but I don't believe people. He plays for the Yankees, and he's a home run hitter in that uniform in that city, and yet I just think we're still underappreciating how much of an all-time great Aaron Judge is. All-time great. Like, he's having seasons that players other than Bonds and Ruth and Gehrig and, you know, Mays and a few others, he's having some of the greatest seasons of all time. And he's doing it again this year. It is a fun debate, but Scottie Scheffler he's on his way. I mean, golf is kind of the easiest one, I think, to tear off. It's a pretty small list of the true all-time greatest golfers. I mean, I don't think it's that hard to come up with the top 6 or 7 or 10 or whatever. And Scottie's four majors away from easily being in that group, easily. And he's going to get there. I mean, this guy's swing is built to last. His body is held up. He posts. He doesn't get hurt. Scottie Scheffler's going to be an all-time great.
A guy we're hoping to be an all-time great, who we haven't brought up in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, Bryce Eldridge. He finished up his rehab stint. He went back to AAA, didn't play last night. I mean, I just wonder, like, with this injury, the setback, I thought that there was maybe a scenario where he can come up and help this team. What's going to happen, you think? If you had to just guess, I mean, you're purely guessing here, but what do you think happens with Bryce Eldridge the rest of the way here?
I think there is still a chance for him to get up here and help this team. The health obviously is a big issue for him, and you know, it's always concerning when a young guy gets hurt. Now, these have been, you know, it's a couple hamstring injuries and a weird wrist thing. And, like, it's not like that's something that you feel like is going to be a long-term career alterer. I don't think anybody believes that with the Giants. Sometimes, you know, kid's 20, he's literally 20 years old. You know, your body's still growing. Like, sometimes you got to wait for a little while just for his body to fill out and get a little stronger and balance out. So I think that's happening, but it is predicated for him on staying on the field. I do think that there's a chance that the Giants still believe that he can help them this year, or on the flip side, that there's a real chance that they want to get him a taste of the big leagues this season so that he can be ready to really help them next year. The biggest issue, and we can talk about this in a few weeks, is this new, you know, the new in the last few years, September roster gives you so much less ability to get a guy up. You get two extra spots, basically. And usually it's a catcher and a pitcher, or, you know, a pitcher and one other guy. It's really hard to get a guy up in the way that you used to with the September roster expansion. So that'll be something that I think Buster and Zach really wrestle with over the next few weeks. But the first step is get on the field and start to show again that he's healthy, because look, this guy's season, I know Giants fans probably don't follow it that closely, in 19 turning 20 at AA to be arguably the best hitter in that league is really impressive. Like, that predicts big time success in the future. The list of players at his age who did what he did in AA is a very impressive list. And then he went up to AAA and struggled for about 10 days and, you know, kind of got adjusted to all the breaking stuff and the difference of competition level up there. And then right before he got hurt, he had what, like five games of multi-hits and lots of extra base hits and lots of power, and looked like it had taken him about a week and he was adjusting to that level. I mean, those are really good signs that you've got a guy with the aptitude to do it at the highest level. He's got franchise changing talent. He's the best hitting prospect the Giants have had since Buster Posey, and it's not close. And I think he's going to make a big impact on this franchise. It's just a question of when.
So we're hoping that he has a Dave Fleming like trajectory, getting a start when he's a young broadcaster and running away with it. Am I right, Dave? Look at that comp. Come on. That's what we're hoping for. Good stuff this morning, Dave. We greatly appreciate it.
Don't put that on Bryce Eldridge. The ceiling is a lot higher for him. Dave, a lot higher.
Dave, on your way out the door, you got, like, I just wrote down, you got, obviously, Matos has been up and down a lot, but Luciano, Wade Meckler was playing second base, but he was an outfielder. Grant McCray, Hunter Bishop. Any of these guys? Any of these guys can maybe help right now? I'm just asking out loud. I don't know the answer. It might sound foolish, but you were talking about AAA, and they've got so many outfielders. I just wonder if one of these guys might get a look.
I wish I had a more positive answer. I just don't think so. I mean, I just don't think anybody has forced the issue. Luciano, I will say this about Marco. He's crushed left-handed pitching in the last couple months down there. Crushed it.
They need that.
And with the Giants, you know, with the Giants struggling against lefties, I bet there's at least some discussion going on, like, can we find a way to get this guy some at-bats against lefties here? He'd be the one, and I think Marco deserves some credit. Like, it has not been the career to this point that the Giants were hoping for, that he was hoping for. He's looking way more like a guy who's not going to be the franchise changer that the Giants were hoping. But he's still young, and he's had a positive step forward this year, and he's finally back to hitting the ball with power. Like, he's got 20 home runs or whatever. That's a pretty good number in 100 games, even in the PCL. So I guess I'll say Marco would be the guy on that list of you're looking for help against lefties. They have the lowest batting average against lefties in baseball, the Giants do. I mean, that makes no sense to me with the roster that they have. Mm. It's just crazy that they can't hit left-handers, and it's very frustrating for everybody. And they're trying to figure out how they can change that, and maybe Marco gets a chance because of that, maybe.
Hey, Dave, great stuff. Good luck on the calls this week. We'll do it again next week, man.
Okay, talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. That's Dave Fleming, Giants broadcaster, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, courtesy of River Island's Guest Line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.